Myrna Loy and Jimmy Stewart. The Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies welcome you to the Gulf Theater, the one place where you meet all your favorite stars. Irene Dunne, Cary Grant, James Cagney, Olivia de Havilland, Edward G. Robinson, Rosalind Russell. These are just a few of the stars who will appear in the Gulf Theater in weeks to come. And tonight we bring you Myrna Loy and Jimmy Stewart, Oscar Bradley and the Gulf Orchestra, and now your host, the director of the Gulf Theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone, and greetings from the stage of the Gulf Theater. The lights on the marquee flash the names Myrna Loy and James Stewart, tonight's stars of the Gulf Theater. William Powell had originally planned to be with us tonight, but for the past week he's been dodging a case of the flu and finally caught up with him. But as soon as Jimmy Stewart heard the news, he called me up from the MGM lot and, like the swell guy he is, volunteered to take Bill's place. That's typical of the spirit that has made the Gulf Theater possible. The stars appear here because they really want to. Because the money that Gulf would ordinarily pay to them and to the writers is given instead to help meet the needs of the Motion Picture Relief Fund and to build a home for the less fortunate members of the industry. Tonight we hear the radio preview of a new comedy by Robert Riley Crutcher from John McClane's cosmopolitan story, Single Crossing. And now, the house lights dim in the Gulf Theater, Oscar Bradley raises his baton, and the play begins. This is the San Francisco office of the Merrick Advertising Agency. As a matter of fact, this is the only office of the Merrick Advertising Agency. As the scene opens, G. Allen Merrick, president, is carefully filing his unpaid bills in a wastebasket while his secretary makes his last-minute preparation for Merrick's trip to Honolulu.
You better hurry. You've only got 15 minutes before the boat sails, boss.
Is everything I need in my briefcase?
Just a minute, I'll see. The merger contract with Williams, Wharton, Houghton, and Hatton. Your checkbook.
Yeah.
Flannel nightshirt.
Yeah.
7 razor blades, 2 used.
That's right.
A badminton set and a second-hand ukulele.
Yeah. G. Allen Merrick speaking. Please be brief.
Cablegram, Mr. Merrick. It's from Mr. Williams.
He isn't calling off the merger.
No, sir. It says, my favorite niece traveling to Honolulu on same boat with you. Relying on you to look after her. My final decision on our merger depends on her unqualified approval of you as a partner. Tentatively yours, Egbert Eddington Williams. That is all.
Well, that's enough.
Nice going, boss. Have you ever met Mr. Williams, please?
No, but she's bound to be the worst-looking girl on the boat. You're short, squat, thick glasses, buck teeth. Oh, what a trip this is.
Oh, isn't worth it, boss. You better cancel your ticket.
No, anything's worth it. You can't eat breakfast food samples forever, you know.
Well, anything else I can do for you, boss?
Yeah, sir, you can lend me 50 cents for a cab to the pier. Throw in a pair of rompers in my briefcase. Looks as though I'm playing hopscotch all the way to Honolulu. Oh, Stuart.
Yes, sir.
Stuart, who is that blonde girl up there on the boat deck?
On the boat deck? I can't quite see, sir.
Well, she's talking to that fat gentleman. Yes. Oh, wait till he stops yawning. There, now you can see both of them.
You mean the... that's the Miss Williams, sir.
Oh, well, what's the difference? Williams! Did you say that girl, that blonde girl? Well, are you sure her name's Williams?
She's the only Williams on the passenger list, sir.
No. There must be some mistake. This couldn't happen to me, not after the life I've led.
As a matter of fact, sir, she asked your name.
No.
And if you were attached.
No.
Anything else, sir?
Well, now, look. Could you serve cocktails on the sun deck of my suite and ask Miss Williams if she'll join? And tell her that her uncle asked me to look after her. And when I think of how many times I've used that uncle gag, and the marvelous part of it, he really did. He really did ask me about that.
Oh.
I beg your pardon? I thought this was my cabin. I'm sorry.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, this is my cabin, you know.
Please don't pay any attention to me. I'm seasick.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you think it'd be more comfortable for you in your own little cabin? You know, there's something about one's personal porthole in a time like this.
Oh, no. Any porthole in the storm, I always say. Who are you?
I'm a mirage. I appear daily from 9 to 5. Come along, I'll help you out.
No, just let me lie here and perish. Me and my little lemon. They say if you suck a lemon, you can't get seasick. Oh.
Well, come on, come on, come on. Upsy-daisy.
Oh, don't say things like that. Waves. Everywhere waves.
Courage, courage. Now wait till I open the door.
The way I feel, you don't have to. You can just pour me under.
Here we are. Here's your little bag of lemons.
Up and down. Everything's going up and down.
Can you climb up those stairs all right?
What stairs?
What stairs? Well, right in front of you there. Don't you see them going up?
Oh, yes, I see them. Going up and down. Up and down. But I'll handle them. I've ridden on escalators all my life.
All right. Hop on. Be sure and get off at Junior Mrs.
Goodbye.
Well, that's that. Just a moment. I'm coming. Now, Miss Williams, this is a... Oh.
I couldn't make it. I've got to lie down again.
Now, wait a minute, Moby Dick. You can't come hornpiping in here again.
Good old couch.
I'm not keeping you up, am I?
Will you please ask the captain to go around those waves instead of climbing up and jumping off?
Now, come along. Now, you don't want to stay here. I'm expecting a guest. And it wouldn't look right if she found you in here, now, would it?
I'll be dead by then. You can tell her it's a wake. Will you hand me another lemon?
You can't possibly be sick. You just got on the boat. Look at the pilgrims. It took them months to get across.
Well, maybe it's smoother going the other way. Maybe we're going against the grain.
No, you don't understand. Now, you've got to get out of here before I... Oh, there she is.
Come in.
Come in. No, I mean, shh. I can't have her see you in here. Now, I'll have to stall her or something.
Tell her you're not dressed.
Mm-hmm. Miss Williams, I'm not... I can't tell her I'm not dressed.
Tell her the truth. Look at me. I'm green. Tell her I only came in here to...
To what? Get ripe? Be ready in a minute. Be ready in a minute, Miss Williams. Miss Williams. That's gone. Thanks very much.
You're annoyed with me, aren't you?
Oh, silly child. I wouldn't have given you that idea. Yeah.
Well, you say nice things, but I can just imagine what you're thinking.
Yeah, well, you may have the imagination, not the vocabulary.
Last call. All ashore that's going ashore.
Hmm?
All ashore that's going ashore.
What did he say?
All ashore.
Let me look out that porthole. Why, it's the Golden Gate Bridge. Why didn't you tell me we hadn't sailed yet?
Well, I tried to, but you and Captain Bly were having such a rough time off it with that typhoon.
Well, I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
Who is it?
The cocktails, Mr. Biddick.
Cocktails? For me?
Now, look, I asked Miss Williams.
Oh, I shouldn't. I really shouldn't. But I can't very well refuse such a gentlemanly... You are a gentleman.
Well, I have the soul of a gentleman. Sometimes I have trouble keeping body and soul together.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'll bring in the hors d'oeuvres.
My... Isn't it cozy and continental? Will you have a martini? One or two olives?
Well,
have a cigarette?
I...
Do you know any games?
Look, do you mind if I go off in a corner for a minute? I want to see how I got into this thing in the first place.
All I do, I opened the door. That's all I did. Just opened the door, and there she was. She was all alone. She told me she was seasick. And then I said to her, well, I don't know what
else. What's the matter? Are you ashamed of me? Why don't you invite someone in to liven things up?
Look, all I wanted to do was just go to Honolulu. That's all I wanted to do.
Well, if you want to be alone, why don't you say so? A mule doesn't have to kick me. I can take a hint. Gee, some people are so vague. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now, look, Stuart, quick. Where can I find Miss Williams?
Williams?
You know, the blonde's supposed to have cocktails here. Now, where is she?
I think she's in the swimming pool, sir.
There.
Oh, you again, huh?
Well, get you in that sarong.
Sarong. I'm very fond of these swimming trunks. They sort of arrest the eye.
They not only arrest the eye, they give it the third degree.
Yes, yes. Look, it's too shallow here. Why don't you go down to the springboard and show me your jackknife?
I can't dive. I can't even swim.
Oh, you can't swim, huh?
No.
You can't,
no. Why are you staring at the deep water?
I'm just thinking. Come, darling. Let's sort of paddle over that way.
Just a second. Look at that blonde in the unfortunate bathing suit. She looks like a tired rainbow trout.
Yeah, she does. Silly looking thing. Hey, that's Miss Williams. Look.
Now, Doc, get under the water.
Let go.
No, if she sees me with you...
Hey, you're drowning me.
Now, stop making a spectacle of yourself. Now, stay down here. Yoo-hoo, Miss Williams.
Let me out.
Miss Williams, yoo-hoo.
Let me out.
Will you stop squirming? All I'm asking you to do is just keep underwater until she leaves. There, now, like that. Under that. Now, it won't be long. Just all right. Now, just stay where you are. Ah, okay, she's gone. All right, now you can come up. It's all right now. Where is she? Hey, where are you? Hey, the girl. Hey!
She almost drowned.
Mr. Merrick.
Right, I have to get my breath here.
I'm Captain Winterbottom. I'd like to have a little talk with you, Mr. Merrick.
Now, Captain, it was all in the spirit of fun.
In 30 years at sea,
Everything just sort of
I've
went
never
black.
I've never seen a neater rescue.
Everything just sort of went... rescue?
Oh, come, young man. This is no time for false modesty. Perfect beginning for a romance. What?
A romance? What?
Well, of course. Man rescues woman. Love.
No, I don't quite think you understand out here. You see?
Indeed I do see. All the world loves another, eh, Mr. Merrick?
Well, there's something you could do for me, Captain.
I know what you're going to ask, Mr. Merrick. You want a chance to be alone with her. I'll put anyone in irons who intrudes on your privacy.
Look, it was a blonde.
Two deck chairs side by side in a quiet corner of the boat deck. A cozy table for two in the dining salon.
See, Captain, between you and me, there was a blonde.
Oh, I understand perfectly. I personally guarantee you won't even see her the rest of the voyage.
Oh,
Mr. Merrick! Mr. Merrick, here you men. Stop working on the girl. Revive Mr. Merrick!
So our Gulf curtain falls on Act One of Single Crossing, leaving the captain in a fog, Mr. Merrick in a faint, and leaving Diana very wet inside and out. Before our curtain rises again, here's a bit of practical philosophy from John Connie.
Thanks, Rod. You know, folks, some people miss a lot of mighty good things just because they never stop and try them. So right now, I'd like to pass along a friendly challenge to those of you who have not recently tried Gulf gasoline. The next time you see that big Gulf orange disc ahead of you on the road, take your foot off the accelerator, slow down, and drive in. Try just one tankful of Gulf No-Nox gasoline. See if you're not more than delighted with the high anti-knock performance, the smoothness and power that you get from this great gasoline. And see also if you don't really prefer the kind of friendly, natural service that your good Gulf dealer gives you. And then ask yourself if it isn't well worth your while to look ahead every time for the Gulf orange dip. We'll gladly abide by your decision because we honestly feel that you will agree with so many other motorists all over the country that you will decide for yourself that it pays to make the good Gulf dealer your dealer.